Well, hello guys, this is Celeban here.
What's wrong with your voice?
I'm sorry, I've been fooling you chaps all along. I'm actually not as commoner as I appear to be. I'm quite an elite.
Oh shit, I don't belong here for sure.
Well, you're just a figment of my imagination anyway. I mean, I was just having a bit of fun with you chaps, you peasants out there. I'm just roughing it a bit, you know. I mean, I have servants for everything. I mean, I haven't touched my body in 10 years.
What a goddamn Fruit Loop.
Take it easy, I'm really me. Just joking about a bit.
Oh, God. All right. Okay, that's a bit funny, but not that funny.
Anyway, guys out there, I got a kind of a news item for ya. It's a story about that Paltrow Femon, whatever. Apparently she had slight accent on the ski slopes. And now she's in court because she's being sued by the chap or person that she collided with on the ski slope. But this Femon is completely right out there, isn't she? And she has a health sort of company, doesn't she, called Goop or something? And a lot of doctors have told her to stop telling people to do that. It's dangerous. Anyway, she's in court and it sort of reminds me of she's telling the truth. You know, her truth. Not the truth, her truth. Kind of reminds me of that sort of Amber Turd thing. But anyway, in court they're trying to determine who crashed into who. Did she crash into him, or did he crash into her? But this Femon said that when the man crashed into her, she felt like she was being sexually assaulted, because she could hear some groaning, and she knew it was a man because of the size. Well, as we all know, guys, we want to sexually assault a Femon. We head straight to the ski slopes, don't we? Where everybody's got 2, 3, 4 layers of clothes on to keep warm. And that's the best place for a sexual assault, of course. And the best way to do it is to crash into somebody and they're already on the ground then. I mean, where is this Femon's brain, for Christ's sake? So whoever hit who, she didn't wait around. She didn't even say sorry or how are you. She left quite immediately and let her instructor deal with the problem, you know, as princesses do. But there was a witness that was about 40 feet away, and she said, how is this person could see that from 40 feet away, plus this person is colorblind? Well, colorblindness doesn't affect your sight. They just see certain colors differently than we do. Anyway, the guy is 76 years old, and he got quite a bit damaged in the accident, and has suffered some brain trauma. So he's trying to sue Paltrow. But it's the arrogance this Paltrow Femon has on the stand. It's like, how dare they question a goddess? You know, she doesn't exhibit all the bright-coloured hair and pins and rings in the nose and everything, but she sure is way out there, for sure. Anyway, guys, read the story and see what you think. Well, we know Femons want to be victims so much this year, don't we? And they're being attacked all over the place. So if you bump into somebody on the ski slopes, it's a sexual attack. So all I'm telling you guys is stay away from these Femons. And I mean get distance from them. Don't converse with them unless you have to. Because they'll use anything and everything just to be a victim. Of course, it could be in this court case that the man knew she was Paltrow or whatever her name is and wants to get some money or something, but it's a bit doubtful at the age of 76. I personally believe she hit the man, but I could be wrong. But I don't believe anything that comes out of her mouth. Because she's obviously not living on the real planet. She's living on some kind of fantasyland planet. A bubble in her head.
Well, yeah, I've seen some pictures of her without makeup and everything. She looks like so pale and, well, to me, unhealthy.
Yeah, she looks like she could do with a couple of pints of blood, right?
Yeah, and didn't she have a candle that smelled like her fluey?
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember. That's a little while back. But the only thing that allows these people to act in such a manner, in such a stupid, crazed manner, they got money.
Oh, yeah. But where'd she get the money, eh?
Yeah, well, we're not allowed to know that, are we? Because it's all about persona. But she has the same problem most Femons today have. She thinks that everything a man does is trying to get with them. And what they don't realize is men are trying to get away from them. Anyway, she's a complete freak show.
Yeah, well, like, you know, I'd bang anything, but I wouldn't bang that.
Ah, you shouldn't go on looks. She's probably got a great personality, if you can find it. I mean, there's probably 5 or 6 people, maybe more, that are pretty good inside her head. Say goodbye to the people.
See you, guys.
See you, fellas.